This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
From WBEZ Chicago, I'm Greta Johnson, and I am here with Peter Sagal, and we want to make a special announcement, but also I mostly just want to gloat.
And,
hey, Peter.
And I felt, after all our years of comradeship, I should show up and allow you to gloat. Here I am. Gloat away, Johnson.
Okay. So
gloat. Do your worst gloating.
Well, really, I just want to like watch your face when we play this clip. George, I'm not even going to say the rest of your name because people know who I'm talking about. Welcome to Nerdette.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad to be here.
Do you know who that is, Peter?
I know who that is. The immortal and unmistakable nerdy tones of George R.R. Martin himself.
So, yeah, how does that make you feel, Peter? Like, I got to talk to George R.R. Martin on the latest episode of Nerdette, and meanwhile, you were off, like, doing, I don't know, whatever you do.
Well, it reminds me of the time when I interviewed him back
there
in, I think it was 2012, when you were, I think, six. I was had a chance. I interviewed him at the, you know, so did he mention me? Did he ask for me? Did he say, oh, you know,
you
Peter
know,
Sagal?
Did you he didn't
tell
know.
Him, give him
no.
my best? He
no.
never calls.
No,
he
not
never
even
writes.
A little. Yeah.
I actually call and write all the time. He never answers. But did you enjoy it? Did you tell him, by the way, in conversation with him, how much you disliked the TV series?
You know, that didn't come up. I figured I should play it cool on my general dislike.
If he asked, obviously, you'd have to be honest. But
No,
I think that was why.
Well, and there are a couple of other things that we talked about that I did think were legitimately interesting. You can actually listen to the whole podcast over at Nerdette Podcast. But Peter, what I want to do with you is just play a couple clips and get your reactions. And the first one is about how he's doing with writing this next book and how he's dealing with fan impatience.
At a certain point, I gave up trying to manage fan expectations.
Yeah.
I just said, well, you know, I'm writing it. It'll be done when it's done.
Yeah.
Some days I have good days and I write 5-6 pages. That's a great day for me. Some days I struggle and, you know, barely get half a page done. Some days I go in and I look at what I wrote last week and say, this is all terrible. And I rip it up and start it all over again.
Honestly, when I heard him say he throws away drafts, I was like, oh, man, this is going to be rough. But the other thing that he said that I thought was really interesting was how he views the future of fantasy, especially in the TV landscape. There are all these new fantasy adaptations coming out, and this is what he said.
If one or two of them succeed, television will be transformed. Then I think fantasy will become a genre of television, just like cop shows and lawyer shows. I mean,
I love that.
You never see, oh, a cop show? We already have a cop show. We can't do that. It's always, oh, a cop show. Yeah, we'll put
more
on another cop show. And as a fantasy reader, someone who has read many of these works and loves these works, that's the outcome I would like to see. The danger, of course, is that if all of these shows fail for one reason or another, then I think television, which is run by success, will back off from fantasy and say, oh, no, Game of Thrones was a freakish one-at-a-time occurrence, and it can't be duplicated, so we won't do it anymore. And obviously, I don't want that to happen.
Do you think that will happen?
I don't know. I don't think so. But it'll be interesting. I think we just kind of have to see how this next round of like fantasy shows does, right?
Wasn't there some bad news that this big Game of Thrones prequel got canceled?
Yes, that came out just recently. Yeah,
yeah.
That Naomi Wolf will not be doing a prequel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as I mentioned, I'm here to gloat, but also we are here to make an announcement.
We are.
And should we call Tricia first?
Maestro Bobita, how can I help you?
Tricia Bobita!
Yay, I love the implication that there's a customer service line at the Citadel.
Yeah, and it's, you know, Tricia.
1-888 Maester.
M-A-E-S-T-E-R, yeah. Just thought we'd call and say hi.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so, Tricia, we just heard a couple pieces of tape from George, my buddy George. But I wanted to save the third piece of tape for when you are on the phone, too. So let's all listen to it right now. This is the big announcement that we are here to make today.
Hi, I'm George R. Martin, and you should listen to Nerdette Recaps His Dark Materials with Peter Sagal.
So I guess he did say your name,
He
Peter.
Did say my name. Did his eyes light up? Did he wag his furry eyebrows? No, Peter Sagal. I know him. No, he has no memory of me. Why would he?
So the deal is we are going to be recapping His Dark Materials.
We're getting the band back together.
We're doing it. It features me and Peter and co-host emeritus Tricia Bobita, who we got on the phone. So Tricia, we want everybody to watch the show premiere on November 4th. And I think, too, right, like we want your voicemails. We want you to record yourself and send in what you think of the season premiere of this new show.
Yes.
How you think it might hold up to the books. If you're worried about it, if you're excited about it, we want to know all the things. You can email us those to nerdatpodcast@gmail.com. And then come back here and listen to us recap His Dark Materials on November 5th.
The reasons we think this will be good is because it's on HBO and they tend to do good work.
Yeah, they tend to do good work.
Our hero from another domain, Lin-Manuel Miranda, is in it playing Lee Scoresby.
Yep. The Hot Priest is in it.
The Hot Priest is in it, also known as, at this point, I don't even remember his actual name. He's just the
Hot
Priest.
Is it Andrew Scott?
It is Andrew Scott.
Yes.
Although we should warn people who just got very excited about seeing The Hot Priest again, he's not in it till season two.
Oh, right.
I'm
Damn
sorry.
It.
But James McAvoy, I believe, is the lead.
Yeah,
and
there's
he's
a
quite
lot of
good
people in it. I think it's going to be fun, guys.
Yes, that is the plan, that it be fun. So.
God, I hope it's fun.
I hope it's fun. So watch the show, tune in to us, and listen to us argue about it.
All right. Yay. See you next week, TB.
Bye, friend.
My God, is it next week?
Yeah, Peter.
Nobody tells me anything, at least in a way I can retain.
Oh, there have been so many emails.
We're getting off. The band is back together.
God.
The patriarchy speaking, so ladies be quiet. Peter Sagal is the worst.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.